This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner is here with social media. And ladies, it has been quite the morning so far. We are reconnecting with Doug. You've had a little technical snafu today, but he'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, the ladies will lead the day. And one of the most interesting stories, I think, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about COVID here. Probably sometimes, Victoria, we go, too much COVID.
Too much COVID.
But there was a story out from Axios today about how people's behaviors in the last couple of weeks have started to change a little bit. They are indicating, at least according to this report, that people are feeling more satisfied with life, more people have dined outside, and more people have connected with loved ones over the last couple of weeks. I think this survey was taken in the first 2 weeks of March. And I started thinking, like, do we even realize, I know a lot of us got accustomed to some of the COVID shutdown stuff, but do we even realize how much we missed and what the impact was on our mental health? And could it be that people are now feeling like they're starting to at least get back to normal or at least have a little bit more freedom? I don't even know if we know what normal is, but they have mm-hmm. more freedom now.
Yeah.
The impact on people's psyche, I mean, it seems like it's pretty immense. And I thought of your parents because, Victoria, I know they've been locked away mostly for the year because your mom's got some health concerns. Are you noticing that, like, with it, not to make them your petri dish, you know, but are you seeing that for people that have really been socked away for the year?
Yep, they're both fully vaccinated now, so they've had their second shot plus 14 days, and so that was over the weekend on Saturday, so my mom called me, and she goes, Dad and I went to the grocery store. I'm like, and no joke, like, that's the first place that they have been in public in almost exactly a year, and that was the first place that they went, and my dad is very social. My dad is someone who, like, just is constantly on the go. And see, you know, so he's been doing, like, walks outside. He has socially distanced with, you know, business associates and things like that. So he's had a little bit more normal than my mom. My mom has been, like, a shut-in. And so for her to go to the grocery store was huge. And I was very happy to hear, like, her overall tone was more upbeat and optimistic. I mean, to be perfectly honest, my brother and I have been pretty concerned about her at times and her mental health and mental well-being, because when you're that isolated, and thank God she and my dad have each other, but when you're that isolated, you know, as my dad sort of, like, takes off during the day and runs errands and things like that, my mom's left, you know, alone at home with the TV. And so, like, it's her version of doom scrolling. So it's, like, it's just too much, you know, mm-hmm. all the time. So I'm very happy that they are now starting to venture out into the world. And, you know, I'm just excited now that spring is here. We can do some stuff together and we don't have to, you know, my mom doesn't have to be so nervous all the time. In New Jersey, where we are, unfortunately, though, we've got a lot of counties that are having big spikes right now. So we were moving towards 50% capacity for indoor dining and all kinds of other stuff. And now that's been put on hold because this UK variant or the South African variant has shown up in New Jersey now, and we're seeing spikes. So that's a huge bummer because we were really doing well and moving forward. And New York City and New Jersey were so close together that we're kind of, you know, we share the petri dish. So that's a huge bummer that stuff is kind of, you know, kind of come to a grinding halt for now. But I just hope we don't get to the point where, like, my family in Ireland, they're on lockdown until, I think, May 1st now. I mean, it's really bad. And Italy's on lockdown, Spain, France. It's just, you know, I don't know what the UK is doing. They kind of tend to be a little more on their own. But I just hope we don't get to that.
What's the point? I mean, and this has been kind of the question, and Jay chime in on this too. Is the point of the lockdown to prevent people from getting sick, or is it about preventing people
preventing
from dying?
Preventing spread.
Because,
well,
yeah,
I guess both, right?
Spread. I mean, I feel like if you look at California and you compare it against Florida, and everybody was really tough on Florida early on, and they were calling Governor Death Santis and all of this. But if you look at California and Florida, which have very similar population sizes, the death rate, even in Florida, which is an older state than California, is less. They have done better, all in all, without the lockdowns, without the shutdowns. California has been locked down. We continue to be locked down, and we've actually had it worse now than Florida. And so the question is, are we locking down to keep people from being sick, or are we locking down people to prevent people from dying? Because I think people can do that on their own. Something to think about. Chime in on social media at DJ JV Show, and let us know what you think. We'll take a quick break here and come back with the news from the border as the DJV Show continues at 12 minutes past the hour.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV8. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. At 14 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the border situation. We're having a meltdown. The world is melting, as it seems. So we have a pattern going on here, and we wonder about the southern border. I think we're wondering about what it is that makes all of this stuff work, or how can we put it back together again? I think the Biden people know that they made a mistake. Yes, does it seem that they know? That are they admitting that they made a mistake?
They're not admitting it, but clearly you can tell how their messaging is changing almost daily now that they know they stepped in it. I think Biden was very adamant on the campaign trail about reversing all of Trump's policies. He called them inhumane. And so he did that. And now he is holding on to a whole lot of trouble, and his conditions are even worse and more deplorable. And then he's not allowing the media in there to take pictures. So there was a congressman this week, Congressman Cuellar, who's a Democrat from the border area of Texas, who said enough is enough. He acted sort of as a whistleblower, and he released the pictures that he had on his own personal cell phone. And these kids are wrapped up in like tinfoil blankets. They are all next to each other. It's
the same scene we've been seeing.
It's worse. Awful. They're at 20-year highs with the amount of people coming into this country. And now they're doing a modified version of catch and release because they're so overwhelmed, which is basically taking fingerprints from people and then telling them they make their own court dates. So we're not even handing them a court date anymore. We're just saying, here's a list of offices to contact to make your court date. See ya. And then we bust them wherever they want to go into the country. It's a disaster. It's a mess. And we have people here suffering and... I don't know. I don't.
Well, they said that the last thing that I had seen is that single people are being turned away and families, I guess, together are being turned away, but children who are unaccompanied are not being turned away.
So essentially what's happening is that that's kind of a policy that is supportive of splitting up families. So families are now just sending their kids to the border instead of them. So in an effort to try to keep families together, they're splitting them up.
They're sending the whole family back.
And not yet. Well, they're encouraging people to just send their kids is what they're doing. So people will be on one side of the border, send their kids in. And
well,
that
they're not saying just send your kids, but I understand what you're saying. The end result is
families are probably saying,
we're going to send our kids and see what happens.
And the people are not necessarily listening to being turned away because people are still being let into the country, and they are every single day because we are backed up. And so there's this backlog of people that are still being let in, and none of them are being tested for COVID, and they're being put on buses, and they're being sent to various cities to help spread the disease around that we're so worried about.
Can we close the door? Can we put the lid back on those?
Yeah, but they don't mean it. I mean, that's one of the things that they're saying, but their actions are not supportive of that.
So how do we... There are so many problems. I know we talk about this a lot with regard to who wants to be president or why would you want to be running the world or anything, but this seems like a problem that's almost self-created. We didn't need to do this. We didn't need to do any of these things except keep the situation, keep everybody at bay, or make it clear to people that they are not going to be allowed. Let it be heard far and wide that America is closed. And that's it. For now, we have so many other problems to deal with. This just adds to every single problem that we have.
Is that Biden used this against Trump, because the effort was always to paint Trump as a racist and someone heartless. Well, I understand, but here's the real problem. You have to look at what they're dealing with. So, of course, when he gets put into office, he has to unravel all of those mean and nasty Trump policies that he hit him for on the campaign trail. The truth is that he should have gone in and said, you know what, I don't support the wall. Okay, fine. You want to stop construction of the wall? I think that's stupid, but stop construction of the wall. But instead, he unraveled everything that was already working, including our deals with Mexico, including our deals with the other countries that were housing.
Was that his decision, or were there people with him?
Whoever's pulling the strings. I mean, it was his executive order. His signature's on it. So he's got to be held accountable for signing the executive orders that he did. He signed more than any other president in modern history in his first couple of weeks in office. So,
all right, so now, apparently, the press secretary says that the State Department is running radio ads all across Latin America, and also on social media, telling migrants to stay home. You're not welcome here. This is a situation which we cannot fix, and people are still coming in. There's all kinds of, there's the situation in Mexico.
I just think it's outrageous they won't allow the media in.
Imagine
if the last administration did that. And
no, but that's not.
Media.
It's not about administration.
People would go
crazy. It's about the rest of the world and what's going on. Things, we've had this breakdown. We sort of feel a breakdown around us in the last day or two. And you look down into there, everything is in chaos. Go to Central America. Go to South America.
That's exactly
between
the problem.
COVID,
having radio ads saying don't come because we're not going to, we're not opening the border. That is still a better option for these people because they're fleeing from such horrific conditions. You're not going to just dissuade people from taking a chance because it's life or death where they are currently. So
most of these people have to have money. I mean, I talked to someone who is not politically lined up with me, and she did a documentary on the border, and she was doing it to prove a totally different point and found that the cartels are running everything, China, Iran, and Mexican cartels, and you have to have 10 grand to come here. It's ridiculous.
21 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with what is trending. The story of Anna Faris. Yesterday we were talking about her. That's interesting. The people that are prominent today, Jay, seem to have been around except, well, I don't know that we were talking about Orlando Bloom yesterday and his wife. Why do you suppose people... this is a silly question to ask. Why are people interested in his sex life with Katy Perry?
An interviewer straight out asked that. Yeah, his response is what was comical and what everyone's talking about. But just the fact that an interviewer had the goal to be like, "Hey, how's the sex? How's it going?"
Yeah, and that he sort of said, oh, "I'll pass on that question."
No, he answered it.
Yeah, I know.
Full disclosure, he answered it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well,
he said they're not having enough.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry is, we've had up and down with her, right? We like her on the TV show, or we don't like her.
I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan.
No. So what is there about her that you find disassociative?
I think I don't know. I just think she's snotty. I've never been a fan of hers, and I'm not a huge... I mean, I'm a more recent Taylor Swift fan with her more recent albums. I think they're really good. When Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had the whole big feud, I think it's pretty clear that Katy Perry was the one who, you know, was the instigator there and complete backstabber. And Taylor has now forgiven her, and they're sort of friendly again. But I think it's just kind of indicative of who Katy Perry is. And, you know, back in the day, in the beginning of my radio career, when I worked for Cosmo, Katy was one of our cover girls, and I interviewed her, and I just didn't care for her. I think, you know, I just didn't really like her that much. She was a background singer for Miley Cyrus back in the day. She made horrible comments about Miley's success. And Miley's like, wait a second, she used to sing background for me. Like, hello, why is she coming at me? I don't know. I think she just,
she's
not
represent,
a fan.
What does she represent in American society? What is that attitude? What does that story
well,
that you
she's one of the most
give?
Followed people in social media.
No, but
she's,
I mean in general, you know, the type of person that she is there a category, a group of people, a group of women that sort of are like that? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think she's a girl's girl, let's put it that way. And I don't like women who are not girls' girls. And so she is a backstabber to women, and I'm not a fan of women like that.
So what is Orlando Bloom? What do we know about him and why he likes her, loves her. Why do the two of them
fit? He seems like a nice guy, by all accounts. I've never interviewed him
personally.
He's an
excellent naked paddleboarder, by the way. That's
right.
That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
We've seen the photos.
He's got the goods. So, yeah, he seems like a nice enough guy. He's got a really good relationship with his ex-wife. They co-parent really well. He just seems like, you know, a nice bloke. But, I have no idea what he sees in Katy Perry.
He's got the goods? What does that mean?
He's well endowed.
He's packing some heat. We saw him naked on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, a couple of years ago, or actually multiple years ago now.
Oh, I never saw that, but then I don't look for those sorts of things, I guess.
That's not the clickbait that you tend to go for.
No. That's terribly true. Rebel Wilson hurt in a bike accident, Jay. What's the story with that?
Yeah, so she's been doing healthy living, and she was riding her bike when somebody walking their dog that didn't have their dog on the leash, the dog ran out in the street in front of her, and she got hurt by it. I mean, she posted a photo with her leg, and you could tell it's just all injured, and she has a whole bunch of ice packs on it, and she's like, hey, everybody, expletive deleted, leash your dogs.
Yeah, all right. What's the, what are we getting for a response? We had this, we were talking about the shrimp tails in the box of cereal, and you were asking what the gnarliest thing was that people have found in food. What are you getting?
Yeah, weigh in on this. DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We want to know what's the gnarliest thing. I don't eat cereal anymore because I found a bolt in a box of cereal.
That would definitely end cereal. Yeah, that would turn me off.
Nope, not. And you would think cereal would be safe. No, it's not.
Way off. It's, well, all of that stuff.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Supers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Brent Honeywell discusses his return to the mound this spring training with MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I tried to keep it like it was another day at the yard, honestly. I think I did a pretty good job of that, honestly. It was a different feeling, especially with my family in the seats again. That's a pretty big part. Baseball is a pretty big part of my family line, so you know, I was definitely happy to be out there. I woke up, got to the field, put my stuff on as soon as I got here because that's what I do on start day. I got kind of amped and, you know, getting loose, getting ready to go out to the field. But I just told myself, you know, I gotta control a little bit of emotions right now, you know, not get too high, not too low, you know, just kind of keep it even keeled and go out and do the job that they're asking to do. You know, when the anthem hits, that means it's time to go. You know, it's getting close. Game's getting close. So, you know, after kind of my routine, after the anthem, I throw three or four to get, you know, back ready to go out to the field and then, you know, just take it from there. So I think that was, you know, that was a big deal. You know, kind of get, you know, some chill bumps, you know, it's the best thing you can do every fifth day. Like, there's nothing better.
Brent talks about his recent start against the Red Sox and breaks down his outing.
I thought myself was decent. I thought my fastball was good. I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The real story behind the story occupies time and space. Where there was none, now there is plenty. Where there was plenty, now there is none. Things change as the world turns. Remember that old the soap opera? We changed that. I remember doing I used to do soap operas on the air. Way back when, and one of them was As the Worm.
Way back
squirms.
When, like in the 40s? What?
No, not that far back. It was in
right, but when
the,
did anyone do soap operas on the radio? That I takes was, me back was, to like.
It was back in the 80s when I was doing mornings in Providence. And
what?
Yeah. Well, early 80s. Oh, yeah, right. As the listen. It was a reality was a trip then, much more so than it is now. Anyway, the situation with the COVID testing and how to get COVID or avoid it. So, ladies and gentlemen, apparently if you grow a beard, is that right, Victoria? You will not get COVID? Is that the way?
No, opposite. No,
oh, really?
So what happened, yeah, so the problem is, and it has nothing to do with your beard and COVID are not related, but one of the big trends for men coming out of the pandemic and a year of quarantine, a lot of men grew beards, and we've seen lots of, you know, Grizzly Adams looking kind of guys. The problem, though, with the beard is depending on the length and the thickness, if the mask that you're wearing isn't still fitting really snugly around all openings, then you are exposing yourself to, you know, to to COVID. So if you're out and about and you're wearing a mask and it's the same mask that you wore before you grew the beard and you haven't adjusted it, and I've seen this happen, I'm sure you guys have all seen this too, I've seen plenty of guys with beards and the mask is not fitting well at all.
Yeah.
And so those guys are really, like my husband has a beard and I've had to make sure that he keeps it really kind of short around his chin area because that's where the, you know, the masks that we have filters in them and so it has to kind of really grip around the bottom of your chin to stay nice and snug. And so that's something that, you know, we've had to, you know, make sure that we tweak. But a lot of guys are not thinking about that and they're just wearing the mask as usual. And, you know, when you think about a lot of religious practices, having a beard, you know, we live right next to a very heavily Hasidic community and not a single one of those bearded men has a mask that fits. And so now they say that a new study that came out just at the end of last year from the Yale School of Medicine said that wearing a mask properly reduces the number of new coronavirus infections by 50%. So it is important, and we know the importance of wearing masks, but you have to make sure that it's fitting properly, because if you have a beard and it's not fitting, it's the same thing as the people who walk around with it, you know, with their nose out of the mask, which makes no sense to me, but I still see that a lot. I don't know how people don't understand after a whole year. It's like, hello, your nose needs to be covered. But so words of the wise, if you are a dude with a beard.
DoorDash has launched a new initiative to provide same-day on-demand delivery of COVID test collection kits. How is that going to help the situation? This sounds like it's a nice gesture. Are we still involved in testing as much as we were? Or is this a little bit nice if they did it last year? Well, why at this point do we need this? There are all kinds of tests, but aren't we on the downhill side of this?
Not where I am. We were talking, or Jen and I were talking earlier, you know, I'm in New Jersey and we've got now, we're going back towards lockdown and further restrictions because the
Jersey has
South
the
African
surge right now.
Yep.
Right now.
The South African variant has just taken over.
What about the Brazilian? There's a coronavirus variant initially found in Brazil. I think they call it P1. That is in New York, apparently New Jersey, and 18 other states. What do we know about that?
I haven't heard about that one. All I know is, like, I can only deal with one new variant at a time. So right now it's South Africa is what we're dealing with. And so, but to go back to your question about testing, I'm still several months away from being able to get a vaccine. So testing is vital if I want to go into a doctor's office, which I've had tons of doctor's appointments. I've been COVID tested up the wazoo lately. Yep. So, you know, but testing is still really important. And it's totally sending the wrong message to say, well, we're on the downside. We don't really need to be tested anymore. That's a huge problem. And unfortunately, too many people think that. That's why the numbers are not that accurate.
Well, I said it because I'm thinking about people that are my age that seem to be.
Well, hopefully people your age are all vaccinated. So hopefully people who, you know, are Doug's age or 65 and over, now in New York, if you're over 50, you are eligible for the vaccine. But, you know, hopefully those people have already been in line or at least gotten their first vaccine shot, which gives you, you know, a pretty hefty dose of immunity.
One of the things that people get all worked up about, we talk about mutation all the time. One of the things that any of the doctors, whether the people who are associated here, Dr. Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, both of them associated with the DJV program, the variants are normal. It is normal for a virus to mutate. And in order to protect yourself, you do with the mask, as Victoria was just talking about, you avoid large crowds, you socially distance, you wash your hands. So what's the latest on the 3 feet versus 6 feet thing that has come from Dr. Fauci in this last week?
That's for schools, right? The 3 feet?
The CDC
says 3 feet now, but then everybody's saying, well, why? Isn't this something that could have cost people economically? Schools could have come back into session a lot quicker if they could have been 3 feet away instead of 6 feet. And 6 feet has become, it gets laughed at as something kind of arbitrary from an old German scientist or something like that that came up with the 6 feet rule. And so now a lot of businesses, at least that I've heard, are saying, well, if it's 3 feet, we could have been opened at a larger capacity. We could have been back in business sooner. This was a pretty big discrepancy for the economy and for the kids.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, look at there's still a question about AstraZeneca. They may have used outdated information in their trial. That's what the U.S. government is saying at this point in time. So are they going to be able to fix this so we have one more tool in our toolkit?
Who in their right mind would want this vaccine?
AstraZeneca at this point?
Yeah. Right? And so much bad press. Like, is anybody going to be like, I'll take that one? Nobody's going to go for that.
Totally cool with Pfizer or Moderna.
Right. Yeah, or the Johnson & Johnson one.
Nashville just did a mass one, their second mass one this past weekend.
There's a study out today from the Journal of the American Medical Association, which has focused on Americans living under lockdown and what has happened to their bodies. Working on now losing, they've called it the Quarantine 15. Have any of us gained 15 pounds in the past year?
I have.
I've heard millennials gained 40 pounds. They were talking 15. Millennials, on average, gained 41 pounds during quarantine.
Because they're the ones who were making all the cakes and the banana bread and all the
and
cloud
the
bread on TikTok. And, yeah.
But in fairness, Jay,
doing all that.
Your weight would have come from having the baby, right?
Yeah, I had a baby.
I mean, in fairness.
I gained a good 30 pounds.
I have no baby for excuse, so, you know, we just gained weight.
My baby's angel hair pasta.
Right.
They have a baby. You can blame everything on them.
42% of Americans report undesired pandemic weight gain at 15 pounds. That's sort of the median. 18% reported undesired weight loss at 12 pounds. And so, and the gyms are still not open. Well, are they? Are they open where you are? They aren't open where Jennifer is. Are they open where you are, Victoria?
Nashville.
To be fair, in LA, they did just open, but at 10% capacity, which is
ridiculous.
They're
not going to open. They can't make any money.
I mean, in Jersey, they've been open at some reduced capacity for a while now. Mm-hmm. So I live above a Gold's Gym, and they're cranking away, so people are back in the gym for sure for months.
Men and women, old and young, everybody's back in, pretty much?
Well, I don't know. I don't really survey it, but I hear the music in the morning, so yes, people are working out. I hear weights
sounds
dropping.
Like a radio show.
Yeah.
Music in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 da. Harvard says it's expecting a full return to campus in the fall. Why not now, I guess would be the question.
Well, the semester's almost over.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah.
It's March. And that's another thing. Are we getting, you know, there have been a lot of people questioning college, graduate school, some of the faculty, some of the people that are on the instructional staff. I know my daughter and her husband, both at UCLA, there are a lot of teachers, a lot of profs on the faculty are becoming pretty critical of how this was all handled and whether in-person instruction or lack thereof has caused people to lose a whole year. And should they, you know, there's an ethical, moral thing. Should we be giving the money back to students who have in a lot of colleges are being confronted with this? Should they, you know, Harvard would never do it because they probably think they don't have to. But there are a lot of schools, mid-level schools, that are looking at this problem. They've tried to keep students on the campus. So, I mean, a lot of the colleges, I look at my own alma mater, they're always, forever in a cash crunch. And a lot of these smaller schools are in real dire straits. And I wonder how many have gone out or will go out because people have just said, okay, I'm not going. I want my money back. We didn't do anything last year, and most of them didn't. You know, they had, and we've said the same about public schools, hard to get your money back from the public school system. But these private schools, if you aren't conducting class, you're not really teaching anything, then shouldn't you expect to have to pay the money back to the people who didn't get anything out of it? I think that's a real moral dilemma and probably a question that might be asked in our social media, Jay. As to whether or not if you've sent your children to a private school or you've tried to send them and they didn't have classes and they really haven't, the modality hasn't worked, should you get your money back? I would think that would be a very legitimate question, and maybe you should ask that of the public school system. How many people are satisfied with the education that they've paid for in their taxes, or do we, you know, do we get, what do we do? I mean, I don't know how you get it back, and you're sure that, I mean, how do we get this year back? How do we get the money back?
They have be protected, because how many taxpayers, Victoria and I don't have kids, so we don't, but we still pay into the public school system.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah. Can I get a refund on that?
Yeah, I want a refund on a lot of things.
That's why the school choice be easier.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. very much so on that one with you.
Let Jennifer. The money follow the student.
The DJV download, the most recent one, is a focus on the Israelis' claim that they have an oral COVID vaccine. That really is kind of a cool thing to hear that story at DJVshow.com. And also, we had a lot of conversation on the most recent one about American Idol, with kind of a new twist connected to it. And then there are tips for what happens in your house if you have rattling pipes. We're all over the place, as usual. Lots of help, lots of hints, lots of hope, and lots of conversation that will be inspiring, I guarantee it. The download at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inner peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Peace is an ever-present yet ever-elusive concept. We would all likely say that our ultimate goal through the adventure that is life is to end up feeling peace. But we all also have a tendency to allow ourselves to be distracted by and caught up in things that do not bring us peace. Peace, as we all know, does not come from the outside, but from within. And if we're really set on developing inner peace, then it is absolutely crucial that we practice the type of habits that can bring us inner peace. From meditation, to conscious communication, to what we eat, to our daily habits, it's important to be mindful that inner peace really is our goal, and then to pursue that goal like no other. For help pursuing your goals, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. As long as we're into the vaccine, there's something called Sinovac. Have you heard about it? Sinovac.
No.
Supposedly, the Chinese are trying to figure out whether it's the best for them. I don't know. I don't see that it is a Chinese, but it wasn't developed in China, but it apparently is being made in China, and they are testing it. 70 million shots have been given in China so far. So one wonders whether somebody's going to try to bring this over here. Yeah. The medical director at Sinovac is a guy named Gang Jing. So that maybe gives you a little of a hint as to where the origin is of this. I haven't heard too much about it. Didn't the Russians develop their own vaccine, too? Weren't they on to developing a vaccine? So nobody's heard much about that.
Vodka.
Yeah. Right. Give me a shot of vodka. I'll be fine. And call me in the morning, 10 minutes before the hour on the DJV program.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
It's like we're always continuing with the information and helpful information. It is, too, if I do say so myself, from the doctors associated with the DJV program, DJV Health, now with Dr. Jack Stockwell here in attendance. Yes, he's got his white lab coat on. Think about it. I don't ever see you in a white lab coat. Why do you not wear? Why don't you look like your wife wears a white lab coat?
Well, that's true. That's true. Does my office look like a medical office?
No, it doesn't.
No, like I don't want it to look like. I want it to look like somebody's home. Yeah. Now, when we get into a private treatment room, we can get all medical. But but for the most part, I want it to be inviting and warm and relaxing and low stress.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Dr. Jack, brought to you here in this portion of the program by Calitrin. All right, so there is a new, I don't know if this is new. I've been doing this for a while, and it wasn't even at your advice. I found something somewhere about how helping one go to sleep at night, the benefits of drinking tart cherry juice would help you along that way. I've not really ever had, once in a while I have a hard time getting to sleep, not very often. Sometimes I wake up and don't go back to sleep. Last night was a perfect example of that. But I, you know, the tart cherry juice, and then there are things that are in Calitrin, actually, that help us all sleep a lot better. So what is there that's good about this tart cherry juice in your research? What have you found?
Well, there was an excellent question asked off there by Victoria about the particular type of tart cherry juice. You know, a lot of people will get sleepy after eating some turkey. Turkey's loaded in tryptophan.
Right.
Well, it just happens to be that tart cherry juice, if it has the right kind of proanthocyanidines in it,
of course,
are precursors to tryptophan.
What are those?
Well, they're flavonoids. They're part of food. Some foods have more of them. It's
What's a flavonoid? People are going to say, "Wow, okay." We'll just keep digging deeper into this.
Okay, well, go out, put a rope around me so I don't go too far out there.
Yes, I will. No. Yeah, I'll get you out of the weeds if you go there. Yes.
The more we study the products that Mother Nature makes, the more chemical compounds we come up with, such as the skin of an apple. The skin of an apple now has about 50,000 identifiable compounds in the skin, not the fruit of the apple, but in the skin of the apple. Well, in cherries, it's tart because it doesn't have a bunch of sugar in it. So that's why you want the tart cherry, and you definitely want to make sure it is organic so that it doesn't have glyphosates and other kinds of pesticides on it. So I played around with this a little bit with some of my patients, and I know myself, if I've eaten too late, and you know if you eat too late before you go to bed, you're going to have a rough night because your body's going to be digesting food instead of allowing you to sleep. And so just, you know, just 4 or 5, maybe 6 ounces of some tart cherry juice with a couple of ice cubes in it. Sip it over a 15-20 minute period if you don't shoot it down. And you'll find that your serotonin levels will increase. Melatonin levels will increase because of a study that was done.
So you have to sip it, though. Are you saying you have to? Because I just chug it down with my evening drink when I mix it.
Well, that's fine. It's fine if you chug it. It's just that the more you slow down the intake, the longer it takes to absorb, and the longer it will have its lasting effect. Now, for some people, shooting it all at once may be the best thing to do. But the Louisiana State University did a study of these of some people who were known to chronic insomniacs, and it was published in the American Journal of Therapeutics. And it just said a cup of tart cherry juice twice a day would promote better sleep. Well, in the work I've done with some of my patients, just a glass of it before you go to bed, because there's still sugar in it. Even though it's tart, there's still a lot of sugar. But the tartness just simply means it's a particular kind of cherry, yes, but it also means there's lower sugar levels.
So is this going to,
before bed is not good,
create a flood of supplements that are made out of cherry juice?
Oh, there's already no. But there's but the proanthocyanidines in there, the grapeseed extract stuff that is in tart cherry juice, that's in a lot of other food products. There's plenty of supplements out there that have these kind of products and herbs that are known to be calmative, and they're regulatory as far as metabolic processes are concerned. Yeah. It's part of the herbal family.
Okay. All right. So there. Now, with that in mind, I'm thinking about Calitrin and how we talk about the effects that it has on people's ability to get a good night's sleep. We're also talking a lot about how much weight has been gained by people in the quarantine, 15 pounds here, 12 pounds there, 18 pounds here, there, and everywhere. So if you have that on your mind and you're wanting to shed weight, couples are doing it together, which is kind of a cool thing, and they're agreeing that getting healthy the right way is important, and you can do that with Calitrin, best way to do it in the country and in the world. Millions of people have gone on a Calitrin formula because it's stimulant-free and it's drug-free. It works. It's guaranteed to work. It's a good supplement to use with maybe other programs that you're doing to not only lose the weight, but to keep it off. That's the secret. Find out how you can benefit by going to toploss.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.